You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Coffee shop talk about the partial government shutdown is basically what government shutdown? It's not affected my life. Well, depending on how long this stalemate goes between President Donald Trump and Democrats in Congress, income tax returns could be delayed, although Trump says he might call IRS employees back to work. Food stamps could end. There is a month's extension for the benefits. But here's something being affected right now. Beer. Craft brewers need federal approval for labels, recipes, and to ship across state lines. There's no one in the Treasury Department doing that work right now. Joining us is the co-owner of Old Nation Brewing Company in Williamston, Travis Fritz. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
So how is this partial government shutdown affecting your business?
Well, slowly, but, effectively it's not allowing us to send brands out of state that we'd like to in order to grow our brand elsewhere. So the TTB, as you said, is a regulatory agency that the federal government uses to tax brewers and also to regulate labels. That means that if we have a new beer we'd like to put in a can or bottle, we have to pass that label first through the TTB approval cycle in order to have it federally approved so that we can ship it anywhere outside of the state. Currently, we're not able to do that, rolling into a big spring and summer.
All right, don't be coy. What do you want to ship out of state? What is your beer?
So M43 and Boss Tweed are two big brands that we have. We're already shipping those out of state. We have a new brown ale with coffee called Electron Brown that we'd love to get to Ohio and Chicago and even as far as Iceland and Greece, and we're just not able to until that label approval sector is done. It's certainly not as bad as, you know, a lot of things that are happening with national parks or not getting your paycheck, but it is quite a wrench in the gears.
How long can you reasonably wait on the government before this starts costing you real money?
Another month or so. Right now we're at capacity. Thankfully, we're blessed to be a relatively popular brewery at the moment, so we're not feeling this, but certainly the plans that we have and the forecast that we've made for the second quarter of this year and moving forward will be affected if this goes much through the middle of February.
Even if the government opened in the next few days, I'm guessing there's going to be a backlog of applications just like yours. How much of a delay do you think that will cause?
Well, you know, we've been through these before, and during those times, generally, the wait is extended by about double the amount of time that the shutdown lasted. So, you know, the clock is ticking for sure.
How long would that be, like 3 weeks or something like that then?
Well, generally, they've actually sped it up in the last couple of years. It's now only about 2 weeks to get a label approved. It used to be 7 or 8. But, you know, now we're talking about we're almost 3 weeks into this shutdown. And so we can say 6 weeks is a fair guess and maybe more.
If this partial government shutdown continues for a few more weeks or even months, are you in danger of losing some of these distributing deals that you've made?
No, but we certainly are in danger of not being able to grow in those places the way that we wanted to. And one of the things that we rely on as craft brewers is momentum. And continuing that momentum means releasing new brands. We don't have Super Bowl advertisements. We don't have Clydesdale horses on billboards. So losing the ability to continue momentum like that leaves us in a great deal of uncertainty, and certainly everybody who runs a business knows uncertainty is the one thing you definitely want to prevent.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've been talking to your fellow brewers in Michigan. Are some of them in a similar situation?
I've actually been back and forth to the Winter Beer Conference here that the Brewers Guild and the Master Brewers Association puts on, and yes, everybody who is distributing out of state is nervous. There are bigger breweries, great breweries like Founders and Bell's in the state who are able to plan, you know, 6, 8 months, maybe even a year in advance. So this will affect them more slowly, if at all, than it affects smaller guys like me. But certainly, you know, guys like me who are making 20, 30, 40,000 barrels a year in that kind of middle tier are nervous for sure.
And we've been talking about breweries, but I mean, this affects your friends in the distilling business, wineries and so on, I imagine. So how much of a setback could this be for one of the more successful growth industries, beer, wine, and spirits production in Michigan?
Well, it could be relatively significant. I mean, ultimately, a problem like this tends to accumulate. So everybody has a bunch of little problems, and it turns into a gigantic problem. Because there's only one federal agency that approves labels, you know, the more small problems more people have, the longer it'll take for that agency to solve them. And that ultimately, as you said before, is really where the uncertainty is coming from.
Well, besides sipping suds at the Winterfest, what are you doing in the meantime?
Well, we're continuing to make as much M43 and Boss Tweed as we possibly can. The Chicago market has been hot for us. Ohio we're going into in a big way here in the summer, and most of their large retail stores. And so we're gearing up. We're certainly keeping busy, and Lord knows we don't have beer sitting in the tank. But, you know, from a planning perspective, this is one of those things you don't want to pop up on your radar when you're running a company of any size.
Well, this is not an endorsement because I can't do that, but I do like that M43. It's pretty tasty.
Well, I really appreciate that, Lester. Thanks. I've always been a fan of yours, too.
Travis Fritz is co-owner of Old Nation Brewing Company in Williamston, Michigan. Thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
Still to come, lawmakers consider revamping the state's civil asset forfeiture law.
We're one of the states with what we would say are the worst civil asset forfeiture laws, where government can seize and then keep property, transfer it over to themselves, without even filing charges.
Stick around. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.